Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog, and the same named Discord server, Facebook group, and MeWe group. So, I did something I probably shouldn't do, because it almost always winds up being a rabbit hole. I went to N-World. And I looked at the forums. And before any of you out there start saying, what the fuck? What are you crazy? Hear me out. I figured I'd look at their forums, see if there was any news, because N-World's pretty worthless to find real news, but sometimes it's hidden in the forums. But instead I see these multiple 5e threads. Is 5e evergreen? When is 6E coming? Well, first, let me state the obvious. 5E is not evergreen. Why do I say it's not evergreen? Because it's not a living document. Okay? It's not like it's purely online and they can go in and fix typos and make the rule changes and add in clarifications where necessary. It's not happening. I mean, maybe it happens with that D&D Beyond shit that you have to subscribe to. But if you those hardback books, there will come a time when, whether they call it a sixth edition, where it's a full change, or whether it's like 3.0 going to 3.5, where it's mostly compatible, but at some point there will be a new edition of D&D. Might not be soon. I mean, 5e seems to have a lot of life, and that life includes the core books still selling strongly. Now, why do I say that? Because the core books are, generally speaking, the bread and butter when it comes to selling a system. That's why when the system reboots happen, all that money comes from selling the new edition's core books, whether it is GURPS, Hero, World of Darkness, God, what's the other one I'm thinking about? Savage Worlds, Call of Cthulhu. New editions aren't just to clean up the rules. New additions are to drive new sales. Now, at the moment, it looks like Wizards of the Coast has a successful tactic, releasing like a new adventure book, source book, every, what, 3, 4, 5 months? Maybe it feels quarterly. I don't pay close attention to it, but it certainly shows that they've got a rhythm going and they're comfortable with it. And I don't think that they're looking to upset the apple cart so long as those numbers are there. Once those numbers start changing, okay, because the 5e market is still growing. Oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot Pathfinder. Oh, what do you think Pathfinder rebooted? It wasn't because Pathfinder was a system that people weren't enjoying playing. It wasn't because Pathfinder needed to get the rules cleaned up. Because if that's all they were doing, they could have done that with a system that was compatible with the prior Pathfinder. No, they needed new rule books to get the whole prior generation of Pathfinder people to buy into the new generation of rule books, and then to be able to pretty much reinvent, reissue all the splat books. Again, a lot of us forget this. Or a lot of people in the community forget that, yes, role-playing games are a fun experience. They're a group experience. They're a great way to socialize and make friends and share time with others. It's a great hobby to get into, to be creative and self-publish and podcast and blog and all this other shit and to create stuff. But the main players, they got to make money. People are the people that keep this engine moving Okay, not the fuel. We are the fuel. But the people that maintain this engine of gaming, they've got to make money because they got to live off it, right? This isn't part-time jobs for the main players. This is full-time employment for them. And if they're not making the money out of the hobby, it's either leave the hobby, leave the business. I guess for them, it's not a hobby, it's a business. But leave this business of making games or make a new game. The thing is, when you make a brand new game without latching on to prior IP, prior trademarks, prior mind space, you've got to build up that mind space, right? So it's why when Paizo decided that he wanted to add some sci-fi fantasy game to their stable, they weren't like the old TSR saying, hey, let's make up a whole new system and whole new name for it. And we're going to have Boot Hill and Gamma World and Star Frontiers. And none of this is going to reflect anything on D&D. And none of this is going to reflect that. They're all going to have their own fucking systems. No, we've learned. So we use that same system. So Pathfinder, Paizo, is looking, oh, we want to make more money. We want to get another system out there. They weren't going to name it like Star Frontiers. They weren't going to name it like, you know, Star Buddies. Makes me think of Bosom Buddies. Sorry, that's going back a bit. But no. Starfinder. Probably not the most, the best sounding name for a science fiction game. But if you are a Pathfinder player, you know Starfinder is going to have a system that is similar. It's built on the same basics, and you should be able to get into it. Now, it's a whole new system that you should be buying into to support Paizo, right? Now, Pathfinder 2. Why didn't they just say, hey, we're going to make a whole new game? No. It's really why D&D keeps using D&D. Even when we're going from 3.5 to 4.0, it jumped the shark, and it didn't feel like D&D anymore. But it's that mind space that they've gained in the world and community at large that they need to keep that, because that's what brings people in. Label the game Dungeons and Dragons, even on your phone. The Waterdeep game. Well, you know, the one where you fight with your four characters. Yes, I have it on my phone. I will admit to it. Okay, I'm not happy about it, but I will admit to it. It's nothing like fucking D&D. I it's a fantasy game that isn't a role-playing game, and it isn't like D&D, but it has the Dungeons and Dragons label, so therefore, it gets mind space. It's out there. It's like branding of social media, okay? So going back to D&D and 6th edition, at some point, 5e will run its course. 5e will not be as profitable for its parent company, Wizards of the Coast / Hasbro, as it is. And at some point, they're going to need to reboot. Because they need your money. Now you're going to go, but the market for 5e is huge. Look at it. Look at the Dungeon Guild and look at all these 5e products released on DriveThru and, you know, what Frog God puts out and Goodman Games has put out, and that's great. Pathfinder first edition is gone. Remember the Pathfinder, the game that would never have another edition. Pathfinder is no longer supported. I was going to say dead. No longer supported by Paizo. Paizo has replaced it with Pathfinder 2. Why? Again, money. As I'm trying to talk past my cat's ass, which has now appeared between me and my microphone. Ashley, unless you have something to add to the podcast, please step away. Come on, girl. If you could see this, so if you've ever seen me on a video, you've seen my cat walk in front of me and the camera. Well, now she's doing it to my mic. Trials and tribulations of a cat person, Nash. Thank you. So, yes, I don't know when. If you're asking for a time frame, I don't know when. I would say it's a safe bet within the next 5 years, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. It'll just be another abandoned system. You know, that's thanks to the OGL, will never be fully abandoned. There was whisperings that somebody was going to OGL rebrand the original Pathfinder First Edition. Now, that would have been interesting. I would have loved to have seen that just to show how stupid it is to try to make an edition obsolete in a time of self-publishing. But, you know. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Actually, I might be talking with Casey tomorrow. Casey Christopherson. We're going to try to hook something up tomorrow, do a live chat, fireside chat. So if you're hanging around Discord tomorrow night, you might find us around 8-ish. Oh, and my Jets won today. Holy shit. So they're at the bottom of the barrel, but not the very, they're not the scrapings, okay? Other teams are there as the scrapings. The Jets are rising up just a wee bit. Later, folks.